Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Jeffrey Holmes is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey is a new friend. He's an expert in on many levels, but he's been practicing as a professional in education for a long time, especially in the area of in the world of community college. He's been one of the top leaders in national leaders in that segment of education for a long time now. But he specializes in accessibility. In fact, he's known as Dr. Accessible. He helps organizations and businesses and people who are disabled or who have customers or students or otherwise who have disabilities. He helps them get together in a way that makes life better for everyone. In fact, he actually wrote the book on the topic, Transitioning Students with Disabilities. That's one of his books. And he's here to talk to you and me about how we can do a better job of making our businesses more accessible. Dr. Jeffrey Holmes, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Jeffrey, it's good to have you here. Congratulations on the great work you've done. Congratulations on your book. I know your Transitioning Students book has been a godsend to many families.
Oh, yes, it has. We're having a wonderful time helping as many families as possible with that book. Before that book came out, you know, there were so many families with individuals with disabilities that just didn't have a roadmap to get their kids to college, you know, and that's so important.
Yeah, and so I want to talk about that, but before we do, you've got a lot of small business owners at your knee right now wanting to know, number one, they want to do the right thing for potential customers who have access issues. They want to do the right thing. They want to do it because it's the right thing to do, but they also want to do it because they want to stay out of trouble too. And,
right.
And what is the Americans for Disabilities Act? What, about 20 years old now? And so that's in the books. That's been law for a long time.
That's right.
So that's a compliance thing that everybody has to follow. But give us your tutorial on how businesses should think about this.
Yeah, let me talk about like this. Everybody hears the word, you know, accommodating, you know, for disabilities. You know, all accommodating really is working together, collaborating, working with, and who does not want to work with their greatest assets, which is your customers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about 50 million Americans with disabilities. That's roughly about 20% of the U.S. population. And if you want to put a dollar figure on that, you're talking $175 billion of discretionary spending power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's twice the spending power of American teenagers. You know, it's twice the spending power, or 18 times the spending power of American tween markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're talking about a lot of people, but not only the people, but a lot of families,
mm-hmm.
you know, for all small business. And then we're talking about the fastest growing segment in the U.S. You know, by 2030, we're talking about nearly 72 million baby boomers will be over the age of 65 demanding products, services, environments
mm-hmm.
that address their needs for these physical changes.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They all fall into the American Disabilities Act.
Ah. So it's not, the ADA is not just for people who have had their lives, you know, they began their lives with a disability, or it happened to them when they were young. It's also an aging issue, isn't it?
Exactly. And this is what I'm trying to...
I think most people don't think about that.
Yeah. And this is what I'm trying to educate the small business owners to, as a matter of fact. You know, because a lot of times, you know, we consider, you know, our regular day-to-day customer, you know, being profiled from, you know, models that we have back from the early 70s and late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't really talking about individual disabilities that much back then. And so what happens is a lot of small businesses end up missing out on this potential market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy, and they think, you know, oh my God, if I have to accommodate somebody, you have to spend a lot of money to do so, you have to rechange my business practices and whatnot.
Right.
And it's really
the physical, the cost of making changes to the physical plant.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then there are some things, there are some businesses, for example, that will probably rarely have full accommodations. For example, mm-hmm. like going to a pick-apart auto shop. Mm-hmm. You know, most of those places are built on old dirt
junk
mounds.
Yards. Yeah.
You know, junkyards, things like mm-hmm. that. You know, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is your average, everyday,
right.
retail-based consumer good
mm-hmm.
or restaurant. Anything that deals with people on a regular basis are the types of business that we're talking about. And so if you're dealing with people, and you know what? Also virtual offices as well.
Right.
So if you're on the phone with folks, if you have things that deal with, like, movies, for example,
mm-hmm.
I would think
especially housing would be one of the main things that's impacted by this. But here's something you said, you indicated a minute ago that I wanted to dwell on a little bit. You know, for every disabled person, there's at least one, if not a handful, of people who are very close to that person.
That's right.
So if that disabled person is at home and one of their caregivers and one of their family members or loved ones comes in your business fully able and they walk through your doors, they're going to be looking at your business, even though they're upright and fully ambulatory. They're going to be looking at your business through the eyes of a disabled person.
That's right.
So for every disabled person, there may be a handful of people who are looking at you as if they were disabled, thinking, well, I couldn't bring my sister here. I wouldn't be able to bring my mother through these doors or whatever. So look at how that multiplier effect happens, Jeffrey.
Right, exactly, exactly. And what we're looking at in terms of making these accommodations public is something that's readily achievable. So what does that mean? That means something that's simple. The clearest example I can give is that someone who uses crutches, for example,
mm-hmm.
Comes into a restaurant, makes an order to eat, to dine in, and they have their kids with them. You know, so the kids take the tray, sit to the table, and here this person is with the crutches. They can't carry their tray.
Right.
The easy thing to do is for the clerk to say, hey, you know, do you mind if I take your tray to your table?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing invasive, and just
right.
give the person with
just humanity.
Using the crutches,
that's
humanity.
Just humanity, Jeffrey.
Exactly, exactly. Just being nice and kind to people. You know, those little things go a long way, because what do you think that person is going to do? They're going to tell a friend.
And you know, you'd like to think that your employees would do that on their own, but just in case, train them to do it anyway.
That's right, and that's where we come into the policy adjustment.
Yeah.
So what you have to do with any
business... Hold on to that thought, Jeffrey.
Okay.
We're going to take
All
a quick
right.
break. We're going to let you come back to this, folks. This is really good stuff. This should be, you know, an eye-opener for you, some things to think about, especially those family members that are looking at your business a little bit differently. That's an eye-opener right there. The book is called Transitioning Students with Disasters. That's one of his two books. Jeffrey Holmes and I will be...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.